Breakfast with Crossy.
Kenzie Porter, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so good. How are you?
Oh, you know, going all right. We're into autumn now. Things are slowly starting to cool down.
Yeah. And so it is, for like here, it's kind of, it's actually like tornado season, so it's a little creepy, but it's kind of like gloomy outside, but it's sort of warm too. It's like that weird, eerie kind of right before spring kind of thing.
You just mentioned then, tornado. Have you had much of experience with tornadoes?
No, I mean, I haven't, but, you know, I don't know if you heard, like, Nashville got hit with a tornado last year right around this time, and it actually hit down, like, a block from our house, so we were super lucky that nothing in our actual place got affected.
Now, you're based in Nashville. You've been there for about 6 years. What was that move like, moving to Music City as a Canadian?
You know what, for me, I was actually living in LA before, so I hadn't lived like around my family for quite a while. So the move it took a while for me to like meet friends and stuff, but luckily I started already dating my husband, my now husband at the time. So he made it easier because like he was introducing me to his friends and his friend's girlfriend. So like the transition was a bit easier because I had him.
Yeah. Don't they say that LA is just Nashville with a tan?
Honestly, there's lots of similarities. I think just because the entertainment industries in both places are so like prominent. So yeah, definitely similar.
This new song we got these days went to number one in Canada, which means it's three number ones in a row for you, which no other female Canadian artist has done since Shania Twain. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you know what? I'll take it. I will take my name in a sentence with Shania Twain any day. I'm not sure if I can even, you know, compare myself to her in the slightest, but whatever, I'll take it. She is my, like, idol, so it's been really cool to, like, kind of set her record again.
Well, I should ask, tell us about the song itself.
Yeah, so I wrote that. I was actually up in Canada filming a TV show that I was on for 3 years, and it was in our last season, and I knew I was going back home to Nashville right away to start songwriting again, and so I kind of was playing around with the hooks, like, honestly, I just came up with the hooks, thinking about those days these days, and I took it into my friend Parker Welling and another friend Jordan Sapp, and we were talking about just, like, that kind of college first-time love, and you know, for most people it doesn't work out, but you kind of, I don't know, have like fond feelings of it. Like it was your first time with all these different things. And for me, I look back at that person and just like, you know, think about them sometimes and not want to be back with them, but kind of miss those days. And we wrote about that.
Now, you mentioned there about living in LA and doing acting and things like that. People may have seen you in the Netflix series Travelers. Is it challenging? Have you had to make a decision as to which one you intend to pursue, or do you hope to do both music and acting?
No, I do think, like, I have made a decision right now. I guess since my show Travelers got canceled in 2018, after that, I haven't really been acting. And the reason why is, like, these industries are so competitive, and when you're trying to compete with people that are doing it full-time and you're kind of doing it half-time because you're splitting your time, it's just not really feasible. So I decided, you know, I really want this record to come out. I really want to, you know, do this thing and give it a shot and go on tour. And I just couldn't balance it. I just didn't have enough time in the day to truly do both and do them well. So, you know, I think, too, when my career hopefully gets a little bit bigger, I'll be able to balance it more because I won't have, like, such this grind hustle that I have right now. And so I'm hoping, you know, when that happens, I'll be able to do a couple of movie parts here there as well.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Do like what Tim McGraw does, basically picks and chooses.
yeah, and they can because they don't have to be, like, out on the road 350 days a year.
Speaking of on the road and things like that, shows starting to come back for you?
Yes, you know, slowly. It's so weird because I still have shows from 2020 that have just been pushed, like, okay, we'll push another 6 months, So, you know, basically a lot of summer shows I had last year are rescheduled for this summer, but I see them like slipping off the calendar again. So I don't know, like, I don't know if anybody knows. I'm starting like in Nashville, surprisingly, you can play a show up to like 1,000 people now. So hopefully shows will start coming back a little bit more.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It's been a tough time for all musicians everywhere. But hopefully we get to see you in Australia at some point once things get back to some kind of normal.
I would love that. I've been one time, a long time ago, an ex-boyfriend was filming a TV series over there, and I went to go visit him and love it.
Mackenzie Porter, thank you very much for your time today. Good luck with the songs and EPs and all that kind of stuff that's coming out. And hopefully we get to see you soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.